I'm in Stockholm. I'm on a wooden bridge with a crown on it. I'd love to be able to give you more information than that, like the name. The sun is shining, and I'm looking out. There's a tall ship to my right, and there are beautiful, ornate boats also on my left. Orion of Stockholm is one of them that I could definitely live on. That it looks like a cross between a tug and I don't know, some kind of ship you'd go on an adventure with Tintin. This morning I got up before 7 and went for a run around the dockside to kind of case the place where I'll be working today. I remembered that it was a museum on an island in the middle of Stockholm, thinking there might only be one museum on one island in the middle of Stockholm, but of course this is Stockholm. So I ran to the wrong island, and I thought, oh, I have no idea where I'm going, but I enjoyed the run anyway, looped back on myself, headed to the hotel, grabbed some breakfast, checked out, and now I believe I'm walking to the right island, where today I'm going to be training a group of young individuals from all over the world, Afghanistan, India, Pakistan, and I'm training them in story building, and they're working in human rights and activism. And although I have no idea how these people live, I have no idea what kind of limitations they face in how they operate when it comes to gathering and sharing news and stories, all I can do is share my own experiences of working in similar places. Thankfully, I've been to many of these places, and I'm able to at least say when I was there, this happened. I know things move on very quickly. But everybody has a smartphone, everybody has an internet connection for today, and so we're going to be practical, we're going to be hopefully informative, and some of what I say is going to be sure to stick. And you know, you only need one or two little moments of inspiration to suddenly change your behaviour and enable you to work in a new and interesting way. So this is me signing off in beautiful Stockholm. It's so nice to be back. And I hope you're enjoying your day wherever you are in the world.